Item number four, discussion on electric aggregation. As indicated in your packet, this has been discussed at the General Government Committee, and they would like to bring it to the balance of the council for further discussion. There was no, I repeat, no recommendation from that committee on how to proceed. Alderman Dorsett, did you want to lay anything out there as what that discussion actually involved in any detail for us?
Yes, we can do that. For those who have been following this, it's been done in many places, but we have asked more than once for our constituents to weigh in with us as to whether or not they wished us to pursue this path. To the best of my knowledge, there's only been, at best, maybe a dozen folks weigh in one way or another. Majority who have spoken seem to have been in favor of it. The handful that were against it were very much against it. We do have a bit of a unique situation with McDonough Power Co-op because they serve a significant number, about 20% perhaps of our populace that would not be eligible to make this switch. Currently, everyone is in a situation where they can make an independent contract with the utility supplier of their choice. And there's a question as to whether or not the city should be injecting themselves into that contractual arrangement when there is no health, life, safety component that would require us to be there. So there was no consensus among the members of the General Government Committee to bring forward a recommendation on this. It's really just going to be up to the council as a whole to determine whether or not we want to pursue this.
Thank you. Alderman Lobdell.
Just so I'm perfectly clear on this, if I, as a customer, an Ameren customer right now, want to go out and find my own electric supplier, I have that ability right now to do that?
That is correct.
Yeah. I don't see any business for us here.
Alderman Gilbert.
If this works, this is the first time I've seen a layer of bureaucracy added to the equation, and it got cheaper. In 35 years that I've lived in my house, my electricity's been off exactly 35 minutes. That's a phenomenal record.
Thanks, Lou. Alderman Lobdell.
I would also add that there appears to be an evaluation that this will require some significant staff time.
That's correct.
We're already stretched thin. We've cut back on staff. I know there's been discussions about wanting extra staff here at City Hall, but there's no stream here to pay for it. So it just doesn't make sense to add responsibility at this time.
That's a good point, Tim. And as noted in Dean's memo to the council, is that even if we were to follow the procedure that has been taken by many other communities and hire a consultant to help us with this process, and that fee could eventually be recoup through this process as well. There would be the staff time that would be needed to facilitate the consultant, and that is a factor here. Alderman Cook, did you have?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention for those who are interested in this that if they're interested because they want to get away from Ameren, this doesn't get them away from Ameren completely because there would still be costs from Ameren for the trunk lines, and this is only the cost of the electricity and not the transportation of it to your house.
Good point as well. Thank you, Tom. Alderman Hinderleiter.
I haven't been bashful about this issue in the past. I tried this once, got bit. I'll tell you about a recent experience I had. I'm sure most of you have been getting phone calls. Lady promised me savings 10 to 25%. My simple request was, give me three people that I can call who've been with you for a year that can verify that there have been savings here. I was being too difficult for her, so she handed me off to the superior. And we were having a discussion, and I made the same request from him. I said, I want somebody to verify that you're going to give me 10 to 25% savings. His response shouldn't have shocked me, but it sort of kind of did. He said, I didn't promise you 10 to 25% savings. Your associate did. Please take me off your list. Quit calling me. Listen to these folks. They make lots of promises.
Thank you, Clay. I'd entertain a motion then to recommend to the staff to not to pursue any other efforts in electric aggregation for the city.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much.